Acquired brain injury. Acquired brain injury, ABI, is defined as any damage to the brain that occurs after birth, as opposed to injuries caused by a congenital or genetic disease. ABI is a life-changing event that can lead to temporary or permanent changes in physical, emotional, and cognitive functioning. Access to tailored, at-home support from healthcare professionals is essential in the recovery of the affected person. How brain injury occurs. Damage to a person's brain function after birth falls under the category of acquired brain injuries. An acquired brain injury can occur due to various causes, including a traumatic head injury, stroke, or lack of oxygen. Essentially, a person can suffer brain damage and subsequent physical disability due to physical trauma or disease affecting the brain. There are many possible causes that can lead to brain damage. However, brain injury onset comes in two primary forms. Sudden onset, brain injury caused by a traumatic blow to the head, stroke, brain infection, drug overdose, or lack of oxygen in the brain, e.g. choking, near drowning, or a severe asthma attack. Insidious onset, brain injury caused by a long-term medical issue, such as brain tumor and other neurodegenerative disorders, or a prolonged struggle with addiction, substance and alcohol abuse, types of brain injuries. Understanding the types of brain injuries is the first step towards supporting individuals on their way to rehabilitation. The primary classification of brain injuries is based on whether the cause is external or internal. Therefore, medical professionals recognize two types of acquired brain injury, traumatic and non-traumatic. Traumatic brain injuries. Traumatic brain injury occurs due to external factors, such as a violent jolt or blows to the individual's head. Another cause of traumatic brain injury may involve an object, e.g. a bullet or a broken piece of the skull, going through the brain tissue. Events leading to traumatic brain injury include falls, road traffic accidents, sports injuries, gunshot wounds, assaults. Mild traumatic brain injury can result in temporary brain damage. However, severe trauma might cause long-term disability due to bleeding, bruising, torn tissues, and other complications. Non-traumatic brain injuries. Non-traumatic brain injuries cover all types of brain damage that do not result from external physical trauma to the individual's head or body. Instead, non-traumatic brain injury is caused by internal factors. Causes leading to non-traumatic acquired brain injury include tumor, stroke, aneury, SM, metabolic disorders, infectious diseases such as meningitis. Furthermore, a lack of oxygen supply to a particular brain area, due to a near-drowning experience or severe asthma attacks, can lead to anoxic brain injury. What is acquired brain injury, ABI? Acquired brain injury, ABI, is an umbrella term for any damage to the brain that isn't congenital, hereditary, degenerative, or linked to birth trauma. Therefore, an acquired brain injury is defined as a type of brain injury that occurs after the person's birth. This type of injury causes changes to the overall brain activity, impacting the brain neurons' functional ability and metabolic activity. Evidence suggests that all forms of acquired brain injury result in significant alterations in thinking and behavior. However, brain injury is a complex condition that uniquely impacts every individual's life. People affected by ABI can expect different symptoms and outcomes on their journey to recovery. Considering the brain's essential role in every area of human functioning, acquired brain injury is likely to affect the person and their whole family drastically. Brain injury may disrupt the individual's social, professional, and family life. Even milder forms of brain injury, also known as concussions, may cause temporary cognitive issues that decrease the individual's capacity to perform everyday activities. The effects of ABI may be disruptive. Proactive adjustments and supportive accommodation of individual preferences are vital for recovery. Symptoms of ABI. The signs and symptoms of an acquired brain injury vary from subtle to severe. Symptoms may go unnoticed by their loved ones, especially if they seem stable right after the incident. Understanding the early warning signs of ABI is the first step towards ensuring quality care for the individual. The following symptoms indicate the person's urgent need for medical attention. Physical effects. A person who suffered an acquired brain injury will likely experience various physical symptoms after the incident. Below are listed the common physical effects of ABI. Loss of consciousness that can last from a few minutes to several hours, persistent and worsening headache or neck pain, seizures or convulsions, impairment of sensory abilities, vision, hearing, smell, or taste, pupil dilation in one or both eyes, nausea or vomiting, cerebrospinal fluid leak, clear fluid coming out of the nose or ears, numbness and weakness in the fingers and toes, effects on cognitive and learning abilities. ABI can result in long-term changes in the person's cognitive functioning. Children and young people with traumatic brain injuries may develop specific learning disabilities. These individuals often benefit from professional support to promote their skills and strengths. Below are listed the effects of ABI on cognitive and learning abilities. Memory loss, focus and concentration issues, impaired planning and organization skills, difficulty keeping up a conversation, struggling to carry out everyday activities, changes in the person's academic or professional performance, impairment of balance and coordination, sleep disturbances, mental and behavioral effects. The effects of acquired brain injury can impact the individual's behavior, personality, and mental health. Mental and behavioral effects are sometimes the hardest for others to acknowledge, but additional support and care can increase the quality of life and fulfillment for those with ABI. Acquired brain injury leads to the following emotional and behavioral issues: growing irritable, short-tempered, and prone to aggression, lethargy, confusion, loss of interest in common activities, anxiety, depression. Causes of acquired brain injury, ABI. Acquired brain injury can occur due to a wide range of events after birth. Essentially, acquired brain injury can be caused by an external, violent blow to the head or internal medical issues. The most common factors that lead to these injuries include physical trauma to the brain, caused by a head injury from a fall, road accident, sports or work-related incident, violent assault, gunshot wound, or explosion, sudden medical events, including vascular accidents, stroke, cardiac arrest, aneurysm, brain tumors, or brain infections, meningitis, encephalitis, neurodegenerative disorders, such as motor neurone disease, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, or Huntington's disease, disruption of oxygen supply to the brain, hypoxia, reduced oxygen supply or anoxia, complete lack of oxygen, caused by near-drowning experiences, choking, suffocation, strangulation, or attempted suicide, consumption of toxins, prolonged alcohol or substance abuse. How is ABI diagnosed? The medical staff will ask you some useful questions that can help them assess a person's condition. First, the doctors will ask you to describe how the injury occurred, where the individual was struck, whether they lost consciousness, and how long. Furthermore, they will need to know more about the initial symptoms after the incident, such as changes in speech, alertness, coordination, and sensory abilities. After this initial assessment, the doctors will test the injured person's thinking, memory, and ability to partake in essential everyday activities. This testing provides further information about the type of brain injury and the specific care services the individual will require in their rehabilitation process. Depending on what caused the brain injury, affected individuals may need to undergo various tests. Most patients with an acquired brain injury require a brain scan. In the case of a suspected traumatic brain injury, the first test medical experts usually perform in the emergency room is a CT, computerized tomography, scan. CT scans visualize fractures in the brain and provide evidence of internal bleeding, blood clot swelling, and bruised brain tissue. Once the patient's condition is stabilized, the medical staff may use an MRI, magnetic resonance imaging, for a detailed brain image. In some cases, doctors may use an intracranial pressure monitor to observe possible pressure from tissue swelling in the brain. Treatment for ABI. For most people with an acquired brain injury, individuals who have undergone a severe brain injury need to relearn essential life skills, such as speech and movement. The main goal of rehabilitation is to improve the person's ability to perform everyday activities and regain independence. Depending on the severity of the incident and the specific area of the brain affected by the injury, the type and duration of the recovery process for different patients may vary. The rehabilitation care team typically consists of the following specialists: neuropsychologist, responsible for the assessment of changes in cognitive performance, assistance with behavioral management through coping strategies, and providing emotional support during the recovery process; acquired brain injury nurse specialist, coordinates care services provided to patients and helps their family members learn more about the injury and rehabilitation physical therapist, helps the patient regain mobility and balance occupational therapist, assists the patient with relearning the skills needed to complete basic everyday activities speech and language therapist, helps the individual regain their language and communication skills by employing effective strategies and assistive devices if necessary social worker, provides access to care service agencies, assists the family with vital decisions about the individual's support, and refers family members to quality care providers. Rehabilitation after an acquired brain injury takes time, patience, and compassionate care. While some patients may improve in the first few months, others may have long-term effects from the head injury. Access to tailored care at home allows individuals with acquired brain injury to live as independently as possible while staying close to their loved ones. How Unique Community Services supports people with ABI. At Unique Community Services, delivering high-standard support for individuals with acquired brain injury is our mission. Our trained practitioners provide CQC-regulated care to individuals with complex needs of all ages. We aim to guide people toward independence and ensure their active integration within the local community. We are aware of the life-changing impact acquired brain injury has on the person and their whole family. Therefore, our compassionate, person-centered team offers you interdisciplinary support in the comfort of your own home. Your privacy, dignity, and personal boundaries are the utmost priority in every decision regarding your treatment. If you are searching for a quality care service provider for a loved one with an acquired brain injury, Unique Community Services is the right choice for you. We provide tailored at-home care for children and adults with complex needs in Bristol and Manchester. Contact us, and we will outline a personalized plan that caters to your specific needs. Latest posts. What are learning difficulties? Blog: Learning difficulties affect children and adults of all ages. Learning difficulties are a difference in understanding, processing, and learning information. They read more common Down syndrome associated conditions blog. Down syndrome, or Down syndrome, is when a person is born with an extra chromosome. Having an extra chromosome copy in your read more Asperger's syndrome. Signs and causes blog. Asperger's syndrome is a neurological difference and is part of autism spectrum disorder. Individuals with Asperger's syndrome may experience difficulties with read more,